The Tidy Towns Committee, particularly in Buncrana, does huge amount of work. Often work, I suppose, the council could be doing, but they take it upon themselves voluntarily. Now, during the time of the town councils, they would have received money year on year in recognition of that work and to assist that work. Now, since the abolition of the town councils, there's been a bit more bureaucracy and a bit more hurdles to jump through, and there's difficulty in getting that money. So the motion that I put forward is really to remove those hurdles and to allow those people who deserve funding to look after our communities, to clean up the communities, to access it.
So how do you see things working now going forward?
Going forward now, I'd hope that there's money ring-fenced, as there always had been during the town council, by the county council, and that money will be made available for the Tidy Towns group year on year. They were promised when the town councils were abolished that there'll be no difference in the amount of services or support that they received, and this would just be to continue that.
And as you say, they are doing very important work that the council might have to do, and even beyond that.
The Tidy Towns Committee in Buncrana, they've compiled a report. They do thousands of hours of work every year. They have a huge committee running to dozens of people who really go out week after week, painting roundabouts, planting flowers, cleaning up the streets. And it's really work that certainly complements the work of the council, if not does the work of the county council. And I think it's definitely a responsibility of us as councillors to ensure that they get the financial support that they deserve.